Apologies aren't meant to change the past. They're meant to change the future. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends at BrainyDose give us a list of things there's never any need to apologize for. Enjoy.
Having the ability to apologize is a positive trait and often a necessary part of life. It reflects strong interpersonal skills, and it is one of the essential parts of emotional intelligence. When you apologize, it releases you from that guilty feeling of having wronged someone, and it restores the sense of trust between you and the other person. But sometimes we apologize only because we care too much about what others think. As a result, people may view these excessive apologies as weakness, or a lack of confidence, or even a lack of competence. Now, this isn't to knock the value of admitting to our mistakes and making amends if we are wrong. Of course, you should indeed apologize when necessary, but there is no need to say sorry when there is no reason to do so. Here are 15 things you don't have to apologize for. Number 1. Your appearance. When you apologize for things like looking tired or having a bad hair day, it comes off as a lack of self-compassion. You are who you are. Why would an apology be necessary for what you look like? Assuming that you don't show up at the office in sweatpants and a t-shirt, you really don't need to apologize for how you look. Number 2. Expressing your emotions. In any relationship, it's important to express your feelings. This helps others better understand you, and it deepens the connection you have. On the flip side, when you suppress your emotions in one area, they tend to come up in another area. This can appear as depression, anger, or anxiety, and it can even cause physical illness. There is nothing wrong with expressing your emotions. It's a healthy behavior and not something you should feel like you have to hide. In fact, expressing your emotions will make you happier because it can help you cope with life better. Number 3. Asking for help or clarification. Becoming overwhelmed from time to time is normal and something that happens to everyone. When you reach out and ask for help, it doesn't mean you are weak. It's not a reflection of your ability to handle situations. When you find yourself asking for help or clarification, you don't need to apologize. In addition, when you don't know the answer to something, admitting that you don't know can actually be empowering. It shows the other person that you are open-minded and willing to learn. It also shows that you are humble. And if someone has an issue with you questioning something, most likely it's their lack of security and their knowledge. Number 4. Being honest. People often ask for an honest opinion, but what happens when you tell them what you honestly think? Usually they just get upset and tell you that you hurt their feelings, right? Then, of course, the first thing you do is attempt to remedy the situation by trying to somehow retract your statement. You lie and apologize for what you've said. But here's the thing, you shouldn't have to do that. They asked you for an honest opinion, and you did just that. You gave them an honest opinion. Don't feel guilty about telling the truth, and don't apologize for it either. The truth can be harsh, but it's often important. And in most cases, once they calm down, they will appreciate your honesty. Number 5. Other people's behavior. Each one of us is responsible for our own actions and behaviors. You should never feel apologetic for something someone else has done, even if you feel that what they've done somehow connects to you through association. How another person acts or behaves is out of your control. Even if you feel like you want to make things better, or you feel like you are to blame, there is no need to apologize for things that others do. Number 6. Taking time to make decisions. These days, it seems that people have very little patience. Everyone wants everything now, right now. Nobody wants to wait for anything. People expect you to do things according to their timetable. They expect you to quickly answer questions, emails, etc. Then what happens is that you feel pressured. You end up making rash decisions because you didn't have the time to fully think things over. Do do know that just because other people have these expectations, it does not mean that you have to be on standby like a bellhop. And you should never feel like you have to apologize for taking time to make a decision. You obviously want to think it over and make the right one. One that is responsible and informed. Number 7. Taking time out for yourself. To avoid burning out from the day-to-day grind of life, we all need some time for ourselves. Taking time out for yourself is an important part of self-care, and it will help you in other areas of your life. Having said that, we are all different, and the amount of space we need for ourselves varies from person to person. In any case, you don't need to apologize for taking time to recharge. Take the time you need, and don't allow yourself to be consumed with feelings of guilt over it. Number 8. Your past. Your past is just that, your past. While some of your past experiences may not reflect the best of you, it does not mean that is who you are today. We are all on a journey through life, and we make mistakes as we go, hopefully learning from them. As long as you have grown as a person, your past mistakes shouldn't be things you apologize for today. Number 9. Ending unhealthy relationships. Any relationship that has gone south where all hope is lost will have an ill effect on your life. It will have a damaging impact on your mental health. If you are in a relationship where the other person is just poison in your life, you should end it. The sooner the better. And yes, it will be painful for a while, remembering good times that you surely shared at some point. But you have to think of the now and see things for what they are, not what they were. Don't feel guilty about it or apologize for it. Instead, surround yourself with people who appreciate, respect, and care about you. People who make you feel good.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.